The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the meditation. One of the associations that often comes with meditation is that it involves silence. It doesn't have to. There is what's called listening meditation. The primary focus of meditation is the sound. But meditation is often done in places that are fairly silent and quiet. Meditation halls that are quiet. But the real silence, it's sometimes called noble silence, is the silence of a peaceful mind, the silence of a mind that's deeply settled, that's unified, that's whole, that feels comfortable with itself, that's at ease in some deep way. And so there's no drive to think. There's no anxiety fueling thinking or desire fueling thinking. There's no resentment and hatred fueling thinking. There's no interest in fantasy, no interest in reviewing the past. Not because those things are wrong to do, but because the present moment, just being alive, just breathing, just feeling the peace, the quiet, the happiness, the well-being, is so satisfying. And one of the then characteristics of that noble silence, the quiet mind, is that the way that the thinking mind, the way that an active, reactive mind somehow builds, creates, is integrally related to our ideas of self, me, myself, and mine, putting kind of the story of self, the idea of self, the concepts of identity, the concepts of right and wrong, the concepts of needs and wants and all kind of centered around this little constellation called the self, they become quiet. And part of the relief of this kind of noble silence is a vacation from selfing, a vacation from preoccupation with me, myself, and mine. So noble silence. Maybe the word noble, which is kind of a Buddhist word, doesn't quite work for you. Maybe a sacred silence. Or maybe a natural silence, maybe an intimate silence, peaceful silence, and maybe it's not even the silence of thoughts, but it's silence of thoughts that are preoccupied, concerned with self. So that there's a self-forgetting in a certain way. So to assume a meditation posture, and to assume a posture from the inside out, maybe being careful with a lot of the little details of the posture, kind of adjusting small little ways, but from the inside out, as if the body itself is revealing where, almost like it's speaking to you in its silent voice. What feels right for a posture? Maybe orienting yourself to a way that the body, the posture itself, feels at home, feels comfortable, feels at ease. Gently closing the eyes. And with the eyes closed, there is the silence of the eyes. The eyes don't have to look and see anything. And then the body reveals itself to us without thoughts, without stories. The body there is sitting quietly in its own simple silence, revealing its sensations. Breathing, sensations of breathing. Sensations of warmth and coolness. If there are sensations of tension or holding, let them be revealed to you without the need to think, figure anything out, known in a silent mind, felt in a silent mind. Maybe on the exhale, softening the body, relaxing into the body. And if you have a locus, a location for your thinking mind, a small area in the control tower of the head, a place of pressure, some place within that feels maybe a little more solid than other places, know that it's there. Relax the thinking mind. And shift the location, the center of attention, deeper, lower in the body, from that thinking place. So you can feel deeper in the body, maybe with the body breathing. The goodness of silence, silent awareness, silent sensing. Appreciating the place within, this quiet place where thoughts do not arise, thoughts do not make up the center of the experience, thoughts do not make up the self that we are. The silent sensing and feeling deep inside. Letting yourself be aware through that inner silence, with the noble silence, peaceful silence, stay close to where inside in the body, with the breathing, the thinking is not needed, and letting your thoughts recede into the background. So much of life is lived through the filter of ideas, thoughts, stories, intuitions of me, myself, and mine. In noble silence, there's a shift where the orientation towards life is centered on simple, silent awareness. Self not needed. being centered in the noble silence of the body being aware, the body's awareness that includes everything. That has an inner stability, grounded here in the lived body, as we come to the end of this meditation. The noble silence is the silence of not being preoccupied with self. Preoccupied is to be caught in thoughts and stories, fantasies and projections to the past and future. And the alternative, the peaceful alternative, is to be centered in awareness, in the sensing and feeling and knowing that's deep and quiet. And the knowing, the awareness that resides in the activity of the moment. That's not free-floating, but here, with the activity of now, sitting and meditating, and as we come to the end, awareness that's here and now, with the heart and mind opening to the world around us. and maybe awakening a care, goodwill for this wider world. The kind of care and goodwill that comes out of that noble silence of non-self-preoccupation. Wishing well for everyone with a general goodwill of the heart, kindness of the heart, radiating, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.